Right, Cheryl Scott danced her way into the new year once again in front of millions of people with her colleague Terrell Brown. Knocked it out of the park, and besides being a dedicated meteorologist, she gives of herself to the American Red Cross. And there's a blood drive coming up next week. Now Cheryl joins us in studio. So great to see you.
So great to be
here. It's been a while since you were in studio.
It really has been, so thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of us a little cold.
A little bit.
Dealing with that.
It's the season, right?
It is the season.
It just
for
is
that.
Lingering. I feel like this whole new year, I've been battling something.
And I would say if you're a meteorologist in Chicago in the last 72 hours, it's a pretty busy job.
It's been busy. The yeah, Friday right? snow, and then we're transitioning into very cold conditions.
By the way, Skilling said he got your resume, and he'll take a look at it in the next couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I got to meet Terrell for the first time. That was a lot of fun. What a nice guy.
So sweet, right?
Yeah.
And such a creative mind. It's always a pleasure working with him.
All right, we didn't get any snow around the holidays, and people complain about that. Like, my kids complain about that. So now there's nothing to complain about, is there?
Well, I feel like everyone complains now. It's like they want the snow
yes.
for the holiday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We don't have it, and then we get snow later on, but no one wants it now.
But this is what nobody wants. Nobody wants cold,
no.
And there's going to be really nasty wind chills predicted for next week, right?
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. We're talking dangerous cold. I mean,
yeah.
High temperatures near zero, overnight lows below zero, and
yeah.
Wind chills anywhere from about 20 to 30, 35 below.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very cold here as we go into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So that snow will be really crunchy. By Monday, Tuesday.
It will be.
Apparently, right?
Yeah. Frozen.
Yeah. But back to Terrell, like, he's never been here before. That was a lot of fun. And he said to me, I love doing this every year with Cheryl. And I said, but it's fun. It's not a job, really. He goes, well, no, now it's turned into a job.
Am I right? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time and dedication. So, yeah, I would call it, you know, job, but we're having fun while working.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. When do you start the process? I assume maybe you're starting to think about things for next year, or probably not this week, busy week.
To be honest, we are. We've already started, you know, talking and the planning gets going here right now for next year because there's so much that goes into it.
Well, and the production value this year was off the charts. And a friend of mine said, does ABC7 produce that? I said, they may contract some people to do some of the bigger work there, but it was so professionally done.
Exactly. And this year it was just a whole team and collaboration and everyone really wanted to make it the best it possibly could be. So everyone really coming together. And it wasn't so much that we upped our budget or production budget or whatsoever. It was the time and the intention spent to detail for this year.
Well, and you did it live, which is amazing.
Right. I got from the train to the boat in record time.
Of course. Yo, you got a chopper. There's an ABC7 chopper.
Of course.
That could have done it for you. It was all about artificial intelligence. It was a takeover. And even the actors in there, I mean, it was just so well done.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, not so much into the storyline, but we like to tell a story while we put on these little dance production as well. And, you know, AI has been such a hot topic in so many areas last year going into this year. So we touched on that and we had fun. And I think the dancers just really pulled their characters off and danced so well. So yeah, we loved it.
How many years have you been doing this thing?
Six.
Is it really that long?
Yes.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. You know, and I say this with all due respect because I've got friends at ABC7 too. Like back in the day, there was one way it was being done. This is just taking it to a new level. It's a younger demographic to get people to tune into this thing.
No, we love it. And we hope that it brings some people joy just going into the new year. We're a big city here. New York does their thing. So we want to represent the Midwest and Chicago and just do something off brand. And we love it.
Yeah. Sister Jean, going to be 105 this year.
Crazy.
And she was in that. So if you haven't caught it, go look online. Yeah. She was a lot of fun.
So fun. And a big surprise at the end for a lot of folks.
105.
And she was just so cool and laid back and so much energy. I'm like, wow, this is remarkable.
I love hearing that. And it's Puzzle Box Dance Studio. Is that who helps with everything?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. They help direct it. They choreograph the whole thing. They are just badass dancers. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they learned their dance, I feel like, the night before, and they got it down.
Wow.
Like, that good.
How long are you doing, like, I know, major storm going on, but this is good to get your mind off of it a little bit.
Yeah, we're taking a little snow break.
Take a little snow break. But, like, how long do you start, like, choreography and practicing and stuff like that?
It really depends on the year. No, Terrell and I spend like two and a half weeks, honestly, learning part.
Okay.
But it is the grind because we're working, going to rehearsal, then working, then going to rehearsal.
Yeah.
Hopefully this year we can get some more time learning the choreography.
Yeah.
So that's an area we need to work on. But yeah.
Cool. So it's nice. I know you spent some personal time out on the East Coast, and then you get to dabble now and then, and most recently in Good Morning America. You do some World News Tonight, so that's kind of cool to get some national exposure too, right?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's different.
It's great. Yeah, I love it, stepping away from the green screen here, and then it also shines more light on Chicago. You know, I always tell people we're the number one weather market in the country. That's my opinion.
It's very true. I lived in New York for about 4 years. I love it there. My heart's here, but I did love living out there. It's a great city.
Oh, same. Chicago's home, but New York's super fun.
It is, absolutely. So, you know, this is the time of year. I know people are looking at, and I won't ask you this year about New Year's resolutions and stuff, but people are always looking like how they can contribute more to society, to their neighbors and so forth, and do some charity work. And you are on the board of the American Red Cross. You've been doing this a very, very, very long time. And we've talked about it before, but it started with a tornado when you were in Tennessee, and that kind of really inspired you, right?
Yeah, that's how I ended up linking up with the Red Cross. I was in Tennessee, a huge tornado outbreak, one of the worst in the country to the state. And the next day I was out there just talking with folks that were impacted by this storm, losing their belongings, their homes, and the Red Cross was on the scene. And I ended up working with them to help those in need. And that's how the relationship started.
Yeah.
Just bringing more purpose to the platform. Yeah, I love weather. I get to forecast it.
Yes.
How can I help people that, you know, are impacted in terrible ways? Yeah.
10 years going though.
10 years.
Yeah.
This is our 10th Great Chicago Blood Drive.
Yeah, yeah. And I read that, you know, blood's safely donated every 56 days. So the opportunity to mark the calendars, it's next Wednesday and Thursday, right?
It is.
Okay.
And right now we're in dire need of blood donations. We're seeing the lowest number of blood donors in about 2 decades.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes. Okay. There is a blood emergency. Donors are really needed this year. It's our 10th anniversary. So I'm hoping Chicago shows up in big ways, rolls up their sleeves. They always do. But saying this here and now, we really need folks to come out because it's also going to be super cold, but we'll be inside.
That's right. Yeah, you're not having to do it outside. Yeah. It's Wednesday, January 17th, 7 to 7 a.m. It's the Merchandise Mart. It's the Hyatt Regency, Schaumburg, Chicago. It's the Indiana Highland Parks and Recreation. And then on Thursday, it's back at the Indiana Highland Park. And then Foglia YMCA of Metro Chicago. And then Tinley Park Convention Center. And the Imani Village on 95th Street in Chicago. So you've got a lot of locations.
Yes, mixing it up and getting more people out there in different neighborhoods. So we like to spread out so more people can take part.
Do they give you the chopper for this so you can get around?
Of course.
Really? Do they?
No.
I didn't think so. Donors of all blood types are needed, particularly O negative, always A negative and B negative. Each day, the Red Cross needs 14,000 blood donations to meet the needs at about 2,600 hospitals and transfusion centers around the country. So this need is ongoing, obviously.
Ongoing. There's always a need. Every 2 seconds, someone's in need of a blood transfusion. So because of the winter season, seasonal illnesses, a lot of folks have been sick. This is why we see the numbers drop in terms of blood donations.
Yeah.
This is why we hold it this time of the year.
Well, and then there's a whole sickle cell anemia, which, you know, only blood transfusions kind of provide relief from the pain that people have. So it's not just about, you know, through surgeries and everything else, but I mean, there's a greater need out there.
There really is.
Yeah. For more on the Great Chicago Blood Drive, visit abc7chicago.com or redcrossblood.org. Always a pleasure seeing you. Thanks for taking a break from all your forecasting.
Thanks
over
for
Alaska.
Having me.
I'll tell Tom you said hello.
Please do. We love Tom.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks.